can. You are beautiful. We are so honored. Thank you for joining us. I am Rising Phoenix Aurora. In case you don't know who I am a galactic historian, a spiritual revolutionist, and author. I am the founder of Aura Hypnosis, Entity Removal, Past Life Regression, as well as Raw Reiki, and many other modalities out there. I have another modality that's going to be gigantic as well, Sophia's Quantum Touch Healing, and an honor to be debuting that in a couple months. But yes, you'll hear about that also. As I am the author to Galactic Soul History of the Universe and The Lost Cities of Tartaria. You can find these books, you can find these books under Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Check them out, they're incredible. These two here, Galactic History, Soul History, tells you the history of the universe and multiverse. And as far as the memories, both held within all the beautiful beings on Earth, and then they also go into their multi-dimensional selves and all the different planets and star systems that they've gone to, and they tell us this history in that way. And also they taught us a lot of how to heal our body in entity removal, removing anything that is non-organic to the soul. And then the most recent book right here, The Lost Cities of Tartaria, is me channeling remote viewing, and that's what you're here to do today. You're here to watch me channel Galactic Guardian, Inner Earth, Adara. What an honor to be speaking for him. And the story, untold story of who he was before. Like, okay, like we always hear, like, okay, you are absolutely incredible, right, Adama? The way you saved, and many will help you save the inner earth. He's kind of the guy that will take no credit though. So you know, all right, you did it together. Because you know, you don't take credit, you just kind of flow with it and just do things out of pure love. So it's beautiful to know and to talk to this beautiful, gorgeous, tremendous, brilliant being, honestly. And I am so honored to really talk to him every day, whenever he chimes in and gives me a message. So I've been channeling him for a long time. One of my first channelings from the beginning of my channeling times. And we're gonna add all the links, Adama, all those links so you could check them out, all the different messages that he's been giving us. And we know though that when he speaks with a purpose, with a divine purpose, to bring forth a very important message. So not only are we gonna get to know more about him personally, like who he was before, how was it that they saved, how was it that he and they saved the last of the Lemurian people, the last of, you know, the fifth dimensional beings who are still fifth dimensional in this now time space. He's going to be explaining quantum physics, even science, and how they're still remaining within the perimeter of, you know, closer to the North Pole. So we'll get to hear about that, and then the ways that they're portaling in. You've heard me talk about the ways that we've been seeing them, and you can watch all those videos. You can watch Curse Lands, Curse Gods, where we talked about how the trillions and zillions of starships portaled in when we were on our way to Hawaii. And once more, I don't just tell you about these things, I have proof. So I have videos and pictures when I speak about these things. So you can check out that video to watch more of the ways that they're portaling in. I'll be referencing different videos throughout this video so that you could go watch it, because we do have nearing 1,000 worth of videos. That's a lot of content. So what we've covered already will not be recovered again. Will not be covered again. Except for maybe little summaries, because we have a content that really individualizes and puts it all collectively together. Every single playlist and every single series that I have, you all, is absolutely epic. It is epic. And for me, I say this for me as the person who is listening in, but also as the person, you know, who is assisting with delivering these messages, it is such an incredible honor to be speaking, because to me it is healing too. The videos, the content that we get to share, they are tremendous in my life and the ways that it helps me shift and awaken. And did you guys notice what's going on here? I just realized I'm talking and talking. But go to risingphoenixaurora.com and to schedule a session with me and to sign up to any of our courses, all these beautiful courses that I've been speaking about. Go to my website, aurapractitioners.com, which is home to Rising Phoenix Mystery School, our school there, which has now expanded, you all. What's up? This is not a fake screen. This is a real screen. I'm not real screen, but this is real. It's real. I've been working on it. I've been working on this. Making me emotional. I've been working on this since I came out. I started really coming out almost 9 years now to basically expand Rising Phoenix Mystery School. So here at the Heart of the Dragon, you've been watching my Antarctica Tartaria series in Chicago, by surrounded in acres and acres. You've heard I live near right next door to 70,000 acres of nature and forest preserve. So here I am, right here at the Heart of the Dragon. So come get a session in person. Got a bed here. Can't quite see it. And then we have right here the sound bath. You see this here?
I'm trying to walk out to see what is outside the
person session, sorry, play. So see, this is glorious. You have to see this beautiful table, which is a tree from Mexico that decided to ascend out. And when they, whoever ran into the tree, made a table with the entire roots and everything. If you guys seen them when they kind of come out in Sequoia, so the whole roots. So we're playing a sound bath singing boat, but you're gonna get to hear more about this later. I'll make a video about it. But here's a little teaser there. Sound bath, and then there's a whole nother area over there that you guys have to check out. And I am excited to announce that I have the Virgin Mary here, La Virgen de Guadalupe. You have to check out that video. She's all the way over there in the corner, and she's a beautiful shrine. I'm still putting her together. And come here and heal yourself, because it will be so divine, the miracles that you will be able to self-heal yourself. So opening, grand announcement, celebration, Rising Phoenix Mystery School Wellness Center. Boo-boo. Oh, what's up? And then I'll be doing live group aura sessions, guys, once a month. And the minute you see me roll that out, sign up to it, because I only have limited space. And it'll be a 3-hour event. Not only will you be able to do a group aura regression with me for an hour and a half, you'll get to chat with me. We'll have some snacks for you, drink some tea, you know, just have some fun. All right. I love you. Okay, so that's my biggest announcement. Thank you for being here for my infomercials, which are, I think they're fun to listen to. So there's online workshops too, in-person sessions. This is what I was speaking about, that we're going to be having retreats here. So divine. Wait till you see what I put together for you all. So you'll be getting certified here in Chicago. It's so easy to get here, so keep an eye out for that. Airplanes are usually the lowest to fly into Chicago, because it's a good epicenter there to center to everywhere. And yeah, so we'll be doing a lot of that, and then more of the in-person retreat in Chicago. Let's go. So keep an eye on that when that's announced. And then what else? We have online workshops for aura hypnosis and raw Reiki certification, entity removal, walk your most organic timeline. I actually just finished one today, so I'm honored to be here right after that. Thank you to the beautiful little group that joined me and became certified this whole week. I love you with all I am. I'm so proud of you again. Gorgeous, gorgeous. They were internationally, Canada, India, they're just gorgeous. So we got new practitioners there, and then go to find practitioners all over the world. You could go to aurapractitioners.com and find the directory there. And I got a lot going on, especially this divinity, but let's get started. So, Gina, say hi, and then we're going to get started with the channeling. Thank you for sticking around with me.
Hi everyone. So I'm Gina. I'm excited for today for Arama's messages. He's been talking through and with Aurora for so long and giving us messages here and there. I'm excited to see and hear more of his story. Make sure that you add your comments and messages into the chat there. And we have another practitioner there in the chat who's going to give us the messages or work and answer them live. So make sure you put all your questions and comments there because you guys help make all of this an interactive experience where everybody else can add the information and learn from each other. So I'm excited. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you, Gina. Thank you. Oh, you guys love the gold in the back. I know it's gold. I wanted gold. It is, it's not mustard, it's gold. And it looks so pretty in person. So come take a look at it. And
Everybody's so excited about the gold, about the room. They're so excited.
Beautiful.
And you've already got people saying they want to be there in person. So there you
Let's
go.
go. Come hang out with me. Come drink some tea. Tea party with Aurora. I mean, I think that sounds pretty epic. I think that's what we'll call the first one. Tea party with Aurora and group regression. All right. Let's get started. I better get me some nice tea sets. It got warm. It's warm over here, you all. A nice weekend. All right. Let's go, Arama. Vámonos. As always, haters, don't even bother. Keep your entities to yourself. Haters, trolls, keep your negative comments to yourself. It'll be yours to transmute. I'm having an interaction with him and I'm making jokes with him because he's sitting like in this golden throne. Dogs are going out, they'll be in a minute. So he's sitting in a golden throne. And I said, oh, so you got a couple of those chairs. Because the one other time, and I can't remember which one it was, he was relaxing on this Moldavite chair, just receiving the activations, connecting there. Wow. So then right now he's on like a chair made out of gold. And lots of crystals and gems. He's just kind of, you know, chuckling at me. Those are nice. Hook a girl up. Come on. Hook a girl up. You know, you could just like teleport it in, drop it here with one of your spaceships. Yeah, he's just he's laughing. He just fist pumped me in the air. All right, what's up? Well, he's light at heart, which is hard for him because he's always, you guys know I've channeled him, he's fierce. I'm glad he's laughing. That's good. Okay. All right, so this is a little intro of what I'm seeing, and this is like all gold, his space, etherically, energetically, but there's definitely that gold chair, and then the rest of it is looks like the inside of a Tartarian building, but like made with crystals. So beautiful. Okay. All right, so much is coming in. Here we go. Greetings, I am Inner Earth Guardian Adama. I am Inner Earth Guardian Adama. I am Inner Earth Guardian Anima, or Adara. What an honor it is to be here speaking with you. I humbly bow to you in the glorious divinity of the crystalline light of our creation and the beautiful toroidal energy that is found at the universal portal of the North Pole. Here we are, just spending a beautiful divine time in a time space that there is no time. I'm showing Aurora a quantum physics. So there is a toroidal, and we are closest to where the indentation of the universal portal then goes in. If you read the Lost Cities of Tartaria's recent book, it will explain this further for you. So we are right at that opening, right before you go into it. We need to be at this opening because what happened is that as the digression of humanity digressing from the fifth to the fourth to the third dimension, that you are in a high third dimension full of collective light currently. We needed to go closer to the torus, the circle, the portal of the universal portal to survive it, because it is a digression that happened. And as a petrification or densification happened, the further out you are to the walls of the toroidal, you are seeing more of the illusion or the third dimension. But as you come in closer, you get closer to the North Pole lands, any lands that are closest to the center. We won't name them because we don't want target on them, but those lands closer, including islands closer, you're closer in a fourth dimensional state, and then we are the fifth dimensional Lumerian holding up the crystalline blueprint. So what happened with the bifurcation of Atlantis, and was that as the water, as Atlantis sunk in, we created a multi-dimensional existence. As you see onion layers, all of these worlds are existing within one another, and we are here within this world. Now what happens is that when we come into your space, we then experience time space, but in our time, in our space, there's no time space, there's only life space. And in yours, there's time space. And in the 3D, there's time. 4D, really slowing down time. 5D, no time whatsoever. The bridge to that is the 5D, no time. So we have really been here thousands and thousands and thousands of years in your time space, thousands, but in our time space, it just is. It is the now. It is the very presence of the now. Is that a good visualization?
Yes, that's a very good visualization. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So you could understand the construct that we're speaking of. So now I'm going to go back.
back to before the fall of Atlantis, and I'm taking you back there now. And I'm gonna let Aurora see through my eyes now. Aurora's getting emotional. Showing Aurora now the reason why we went in through California, Mount Shasta, which we'll explain further, was because I am Ara-Ra of America. I am Ara-Ra of America. I am Ara-Ra of America. Though we exist in multidimensional ways, this is my birthing place, my birthing home, my birthing land. The Lumeria of this world, the Lord of the Rings, you could say the Avalon of this earth. Tiltu was the Avalon, as Aurora has been explaining to you, with the Antarctica Tartaria series. There's twin sisters, there's twin cities, there's twins energies, twin chakras, both to the world of Asia, Europe, Africa, and the worlds of South America, North America, Canada, all these worlds, twins of one another. Showing Aurora. Beautiful. I was there before the fall of Atlantis here, before even the princess of the Emerald City, the goddess Ishtel, goddess Don Unseen, this beautiful being that became our lands when she came from the heart of Atlantis and became one with the lands and leveled us up to survive. I was here. So as you would visualize the Lord of the Rings, I am an elven. That's who I am, I'm an elven. And the legions that survived are elvens. This is why we're tall. We're elven beings. So we were what once humankind was before you digress to your shorter versions and your non-gold crystalline forms. We are gigantic, tall beings, anywhere from 8 to 15 feet. Tall, I am 16 feet tall. Going to tell my history in chronicle order for you to understand. So we're going to go back to my birthing. Back to my birthing now. Back to my birthing. Crystal energies, but there's many crystal energy. There's many energies within me. I have the many angels, archangels within me. Metatron, Raphael, Michael, they're all there. The stars are within me. I'm Divine Father. I'm Divine Father of this earth and all the earths in my other versions of me that I am. I am a piece of the dragon heart of Pangaea. Before Pangaea split off and the two dragons went to their locations of America. In case you are new to us or us, she'll show you the image. Gina, remind her to show the image after so they could see that if they haven't seen that. The two dragons that are factually there in form. So I'm a piece. If you were to visualize the yin and the yang symbols, and then imagine a flower of life, and then how they have spheres, circles, So every one of these circles, the yin and the yang, how the dark and the light grows out from each other. And not so much the one that is they're unified, we'll show that symbol later too. The ones that are a wave coming out from one another, the symbol that you saw, the 6-9, two waves coming out from each other in Europe this year. But we're in a space where there's no time, but I think we feel that is your year this year that happened. Now, that, okay, so they're like this. And then every circle has this unification of the organic light, organic dark and light for balance, or the contrast of creation, the ether and the light, and how the alchemy of how they alchemize together to impregnate and create. A piece of the heart of the dragon, the last dragon standing at the before the end of the dimensions there of this earth. Gaia. Born from her heart. I was born from her heart. I'm showing Aurora now how I was born from her heart. I was born from the Lake Michigan, which is an ocean, a river, but the main river that, one of the main rivers that connects to the four major directions of our creation, but then also 16, and the many rivers that unite and that come out as the freshwater rivers come out from the portal that we are at the North Pole. They feed in. Every world has a, say, main artery of water that feeds in the water that you need, fresh water, lake water that you need to drink. Every location has this water, these rivers, okay, oceans. I was born from this lake. When the lands were creating, you could say a titan, beautiful being. No, I'm not a Nephilim. How many times do we have to tell you that is a program by Disney and by the Cabal and the Illuminati and inversions that are hiding in any spiritual community, UFO conferences, whatever you want to go to, that they talk about Nephilims. You are part of the, well, you know how I am. I'm going to say it plain and simple. You are part of the problem, the issue, if you believe that all these beautiful tall beings that you were once too are inverted beings, and you're going to call them Nephilims and so on, fallen angels. The truth is that you fell. So if you're going to call us a fallen angel, then you're going to call yourself a fallen angel because you fell from a fifth to a fourth to a third dimension. But we're not going to call you that. You would call your own self that because we don't align to that, and nor do we consent to it, nor do we agree to it. So stop feeding those dark curses that keeps humanity asleep by calling them fallen angels. Stop. Stop feeding these inverted timelines, these inverted matrixes that are so artificial, they're disgusting, they're wrong, they're volatile, they're... Ugh. As you know, I am the leader of these elven beings in this now time space. Born from this water, though, came out to the lands, walking onto the lands, and I made myself smaller to the current 16 feet I am. And there was many of us, and this is why everything is gigantic, right? When you look back at the old history that happened, you could call it Tartaria or before Tartaria, which was Lumeria. Why even your trees were the size of the sky, could reach the sky. Why mushrooms were this bigger than trees now. You see, why you see, islands made out of turtles and elephants, because they were the giant titan beings and are still these beings that are here in our time space, fifth dimensionally free and moving around. But in your time space, because you have experienced the petrification into, say, stone, then they're frozen. But here in the fifth dimension, we're moving. So you could visualize layers, worlds within worlds. And if you were to see them next to each other, like an onion layer, we see you. It's like looking at each other like this, like if you were to touch hands like this, we're in the fifth dimension. And you could say the blanket that touches us is the fourth dimension. And then your world is the one that is the mirror and could be seen as the opposite, like the inverted mirror, but not, because Gaia is still existing within your paradigm as well. And it is a spiritual type of quantum paradox where you're seeing all these different expressions, like a prism, like a crystal prism that you're seeing all that I mentioned. Does that make sense?
Yes, that was beautifully explained. We can understand that, especially how you explain how the 5D with the blanket of the 4D.
Beautiful. So, okay. There's blankets. You're all so beautiful. You're loved. You know why you're so loved? You know why you're loved? Because if you weren't loved, we wouldn't be here fighting and protecting you, making sure that there's no atomic nuclear bombs like what happened in Hiroshima. And the way they bombed Pearl Harbor as well. This is not allowed no more. It's not allowed. It never was allowed. But in that time space when they bombed, it was a time space that we couldn't be full on communications with you, because you were too dense, and we couldn't influence the minds of the world positively to stop, so that to stop the bombings. But now you are in a time space where you can stop, where we can telepathically communicate collectively together now and stop them, change timelines. While your side of the world, and this is why two worlds are asleep, right? The side of the world of Asia, Europe, is in a direct connection. We'll say right now, 1 p.m. here is 1 a.m. over there in Asia, Europe, Asia, India areas, right? They're in direct alignment to Central Time here, U.S. Central Time here, Chicago land. You are here because they're on the opposite side, you could say, of the, just like your old maps, the flat earth maps, the plane, the existence of floating waters, lands on water, which again Aurora has talked to you over and over through the Antarctica Terror series, and it's giving you all the data to it, how it proves it. And then Aurora says the extra sensitive series really goes deeper into that, because we just finished remote viewing with her 7 episodes of the North Pole, where we shared deep understanding of the way that these constructs work, the North Pole, and how we are here. A deep, say, love story, a romance story of our love for you as beings that are warriors of light, that had took on the challenge, that accepted the role and mission of incarnating in the lower density part of the earth. So while your city sleeps, your city is awake. While your city is awake, their city is asleep. And together like this, you're unified, and as a physical Pisces, connecting and assisting one another, sending off that love to one another, so that you are protecting each other in each realms. So when you're in the delta brainwaves, you understand, you protect one another. So this is where you change timelines. This is where you unify quantumly and quantum divine entanglement, recepting back and forth the communications. One world passes the baton in sleep, the other world passes the baton when sleep. What is it? Are you asleep when you're awake, or are you awake when you're asleep? Which one is it? It's both. But when you fall asleep, you are infinitely limitless, just like the Oracle of Delphi has talked to you, and then also the goddess Ixtel Tonantzin in the Mayan Atlantean part one and part two, and she explained this detailedly. So watch that video to understand part one and part two, what we're speaking of, the ways that you assist one another in these worlds. And we want you to understand that you are invincible. Do you understand you are invincible? You are invincible. And this is what we're bringing to you. It shows you how, as Aurora has taught you through the her Mayan course, is that the night when you wake up, when you wake up in the morning, that night prior when you were sleeping, sets up the entire day. There's no worries, there's no fears, there's nothing to freak out about. There's no, as your words, there's none of that, because you've already set up all the quantum energy that was. And since there is no time space and there's only the now, when you wake up, there's only the now when you're awake. So you've already dreamt it and cleansed it and healed it and found the many ways that your timeline can go for the day. You've taken care of it. And if you set those intentions with using your love light force fields to only consent to love light and your true divine organic timelines, then that is what will come forth. We're here to encourage you, to help you feel the safety, because we walk among you. We have been visiting you, just as we said prior in our last Atama channeling. I believe it was the Lionsgate Atama channeling. We've been walking among you, Aurora, and the retreat attendees who have been bear witness to seeing us be in front of them. We pop in out of random places in situations where they need our assistance, in situations that they could tell you. In California, there were practitioners who had car issues who came to the rescue. One of them was hours, 6, 7 hours away from any civilization, and here we are, two inner earth beings, pretending to be humans, because we could take on those forms now these worlds have healed and unified, and we assist them. We have all the tools to fix their tire and get them on their way, and we feel like the breath of fresh air, because we don't have the AI. We don't live in the AI inverted world. We're the 5D. So in our forms, and like we spoke to you in the past, we've been learning to how to solidify our crystalline 5D bodies so that we're able to touch items. And we've been working on this for thousands of years, our time. Imagine that. I mean, at this point, we're pretty experts, waiting to coming back and forth, seeding back and forth through the portals that we were able to. And now there's so many portals everywhere. I mean, we could even portal through any kind of tree, though we don't consent to you harming our trees. We don't consent to you harming our trees. We don't consent to you harming our trees. And we just are plasma light traveling back and forth in all ways that we can through the elements. So born from the ocean of the Michigan, as you call it, the heart of the female dragon, who's birthing creation through South America, the dragon, the baby dragon there. And I'll take you to it. So now that you understand who I was born from, the Pangaea world of this 5D Lemurian time. Now we will go to, we had legions of elven beings that were, now there was different types of beings. There were like the Lord of the Rings hobbit beings, and then medium size, and then gigantic titans. There was all levels of sizes and you know, tallness. And wow. Oh my goodness. So I'm showing Aurora this time space. So let's help assist her to explain. You're existing within a God crystal. You understand? So you're existing within a God crystal. What makes up your, you call it matrix simulation, but it's a crystalline experience. The crystal experience is you are inside a crystal. So just like you use crystals to activate or download information to, or it's a database to, they save memory for you, and the ways that they save it, if you hold it in your hand or within your brain, you also have, Aurora has been teaching about the different crystals through the Oracle of Delphi course, the different crystals inside your body. And factually, you do have gold also inside of you. And that's the gold glitter that you see in the sun that comes out of you. You're turning crystalline. So you're going to turn back right to 5D. So then you're seeing the crystals in you activate, and the gold and the different natural organic minerals and metals inside of you, not the ones that the doctors try to put in you. No, we don't recommend. I said the natural ones that form from your own blood and your own, you know, crystallization of the bones and the matter and even the nerves and every part of your creation within you creates these crystalline forms. And especially the mandalas, which are your DNA, form out these crystal formations from within you. Okay, so you are a crystal, everything is a crystal. At the heart of everything that is organic inside your construct has a heart of a crystal. All of it has a heart of a crystal. So then you're within a gigantic multiversal crystal, and this is how the multiverse connects, like a prism of a crystal in a toroidal form, but many toroidal forms, like a flower of tree of life. And then inside the heart, water. Each one of these worlds connect like the Vesica Pisces. And at the center of seed, there is a heart, like the heart of Atlantis. Hawaii is the next heart of the next world. And it goes on and on and on. Many worlds within worlds. Okay. So now that you understand that you're within a crystal, you have to understand how receptive the elements are around you to your environment, and how Goddess Dawn Unseen talked to you about how you are the creator of your of the existence, and she spoke to you about the elements, such beautiful channeling. Okay, now we will add to that, and then we also have, this is also a continuance of Aurora's the Mayan Atlantis series, and then also Tartaria, but mostly the Mayan and Nancy series, but the way that she also channeled Goddess Khalifa. And so this is what Goddess Khalifa started showing glimpses of during her two channelings of this world that I was beginning to talk to her about to help you understand this in all time space when I was going to deliver this message. So what happened is, like, what you could visualize is like a decolorization. We took the magic with us going into these different mountains and portals. The mountains, it's not a mountain, right? It's those giant trees of life that you can see. So etherically, energetically, it's a giant tree. So Mount Shasta, for example, and all these mountains are all giant trees. So Yosemite, California, you know, Sequoia, all these are really gigantic trees, the mountains, mounds. So we went into Mount Shasta during the fall of Atlantis because it was technically a tree of life, it's a portal. So again, we don't consent, we don't like sharing sacred information like this, because then the dark military will try to target it, but that is gone, that has shifted out from the dark military. So if you see the positive starships coming out of Manchester, that's non-existent anymore. They just can't be there. They could try to be in the surroundings, but not in the actual mountain. it's completely oscillated. But we are speaking though of the higher density dimensional Earth, because then if you're in a vibrating to a world which is a low three dimension, then in that time space there is, say, another version of Manchesta that has infringements in it. But we're speaking about the benevolent cleared one that's fifth dimensional, no attachments, you understand? So we went into the Tree of Life, the Manchesta, the portal, because go into it, portals us out and into these lands and this tree that also exists. The tree exists at the toroidal. The toroidal is the wormhole, quantum physics. So a portal, a toroidal, the center of a toroidal, which is like a donut, is a wormhole. Okay. So what creates a wormhole is a giant tree of life. So there is the biggest giant tree of life, or the tree of life of your Earth here at this North Pole. But then every world has their own, say, North Pole or universal portal. And you could be have even quadruple worlds within your state of being when you even look into farther into North Pole and Antarctica, right? As Goddess Donatine explained to you. Many flowers, many circles, many spheres within these flowers. Okay. So that's yes. Okay, we're trying to make sure we're clear, we're not confusing you, correct?
Yes, everything is clear. And so you're talking about, like, say, like you had flowers of life with the many worlds on it, and then in the center would be like a tree of life as a wormhole that connects all of them.
Thank you for reminding me. How did you know I forgot that? We're very deep, so it's hard to speak when we're deep in, because then you could be borderline delta snoring. So they all unify. The wormhole pours you out into ascension, and this is why we always say inwards into Earth. Inwards into Earth is how you portal out, where you find a crystallization, because you are that crust at the top, which is the 3D. We need to decrust it, break it apart like a dragon egg. And then the dragons will be born. And we showed you the visualization last we spoke of, we believe Avalon, the return of Avalon, where the two dragons will rise. They're the literal key to ascension. Two dragons of mother, father, and their children, and all the other dragon islands, dragon worlds will rise with their flapping wings, and will be the literal gigantic dragons that will take you into ascension. Aurora wrote an article on the portal to ascension. We ride the dragons, we'll add that link there, ride the dragons out into ascension. This, you will be on a gigantic dragons, which are the lands, mother, father, children, dragons, and they will unpetrify and lift their wings into ascension, and you will rise with them. You will fly with them in your own dragon form, if you are a dragon, or also if you're your own dragon. And though you have many, but there'll be one that will be specific, which will be the original dragon that was born with you from your own soul. That's the dragon that will be activated through your heart, and will, your heart is a crystal, of course. You're a dragon heart as well, and all your animal companions exist within you, within Aurora speaks, within the aura hypnosis entity removal courses. She speaks of the matrix simulation, the crystalline matrix, and she explains how the animal companions are parts of you, the magical creatures are parts of you within your etheric body. So then they exist within you, and then this, say, quantum unified you, self, you, all your animal companions will become one with you, your magical creatures, and then you'll become unified and then ascend out in your riding your dragons. The way to ascension is to ride the dragon out. Isn't that a beautiful visualization? Is that good?
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is why the dragons are the key to ascension, because they will porter you out as they flap their wings into, they will orbit you into decimals of higher dimension, higher dimension, higher dimension, and they will porter you out. It will be as a portal is there of the non-AI universe, non-AI world that Aurora has been talking to you about, which is why I was jokingly having fun at the beginning, because wow, what a fleet and battles, and we had to go through that, just orbit this earth and these earths to these higher state of being, where there's the non-AI and the return of Eden and Avalon here to earth. What? You all don't understand how big this accomplishment is. We've been waiting for that, for this, the two worlds to be unified. Aurora teaches the mudra, which is future Buddha mudra. She'll teach you now. And you bring the earth. You bring the non-AI earth. You seed it here to earth. You seed it to your creations. You seed it to you. Seed it. Bring it. Bring the non-AI. Bring it. Purge out the artificial. So back to the visualization, there was a fall of Atlantis happening, and we were over here. And what the fall, the inverted, the Merlins, the dark sorcerers, the dark skinwalkers, what they started doing, and the dark scientists, is that they started to bomb us too. So we rapidly learned how to create force fields, magnetic fields of love, light, shielding, as you call it, to not allow those bombs to be thrown. Some of the areas that you see bombings, like some of these, like Grand Canyon, where they were successful but not successful, but to bomb us in different parts of the world, where you see deserts, where the battle and the fight of Atlantis, because it began to target the Merlin, the Dark One started to target these different lands and started to bomb them. But rapidly we'd learned. But then what happened was that then when that happened is that the fall of Atlantis happened. Remember, Divine Father Dragon shielded us here. And I walk among here for a long period of time in this fifth dimensional state of being, alongside with Queen Khalifa, Goddess Ishtel. We're all here walking the lands, holding the space and waiting, because we know that the Messiah, Yahshua, which is why now you can channel Yahshua's 133 years. You forgot them, but you'll remember them. He'll tell you about them and what he did for 133 years. Even I, just talking about Yahshua brings me to tears. And his beauty, and what Queen Khalifa told you, how tremendous that honor was to bear witness, to hold the space of his union. It wasn't just the stars above us and the crystalline energy above you, the crystalline dome. It was the energy. It was us. We were the star beings holding the last of the crystalline light, the last of the colorful crystals. And then the fall of Atlantis happened. The priestess of the Emerald City came here, Goddess Ishtel, and we pushed back. We pushed back, and it was hard. Eventually, oh wow, we pushed back because we were here with Khalifa Ishtel. But we pushed back when the veil unveiled. and Yeshua's birthing connected all the worlds. You don't understand once more how big his birthing was. He didn't just connect our world to your world. He connected all the worlds. All of them. Like the flower of life in Vesica Pisces. They were unified. Oh my goodness. That's Aurora. I don't act like that, but yes, I'm not so feminine. Okay, but yes. Back to this. Yes, so. Wow. The visuals that I'm showing Aurora. So as the unveiling happened, we pushed to the North Pole, which in our time space, it was Lumeria, right? Technically, it was still Lumeria because the veil was pushed out and protected by Father to us. He protected Mother because he always is protecting her. The masculine is always protected the divine feminine. That's the way it's always been. You just forgot. And then the veil happens and we take the crystalline energy with us. It's like if the color began to fade, and we had to though, because we needed to protect it, because we knew Yeshua had told us that there was going to be a time, because he could telecommunicate with us, telecommunication with us, letting us know what's going to happen when the veil gets raised, and that it has to be done to unify all the worlds so that we can save Father Dragon over here in Asia, Europe. We have to save him. And of course, everyone says, yes, we can do this. We will not ever let go of Father, ever, no matter what, no matter what he's been through, no matter how crazy he could be sometimes incarnated in the too many Archangel Michael fractals on Earth. Stubborn, but yet so beautiful. We will never give up on them. They're loved. And as he went and took the magic and held it in his pocket of space at the North Pole, still there, being held. And now, it was retracted, right? But because we didn't want them to have that magic, because it would have been worse. Believe it or not, could have been worse the way that they attacked you when they discovered America back again. We took that magic here and have held it. And now guess what? The magic is being fed back in. Little by little, the magic that's held at the Torii of the North Pole is being fed back in. And that's why you see the crystallization. And Aurora saw a video of a griffin walking near Russia, because they're back. The magical creatures are back. You're going to see them now. Or worlds where the veil thins. See, in that video, the person who was recording the griffin walking, remind Aurora to show the video, was the griffin walking around the forest. Technically, there are walking your forest. You just don't see them. So it's like that movie Harry Potter where like there's another world in another world and you're like seeing, but you can't, it's like there's a veil, you can't see them inside, but they can see you like that. So the griffin's walking around and the dragons, everything's walking and flying around and soaring, and angels and elven beings, we're all here. And now we can materialize because you're in a fourth dimensional state. So now we can materialize for you to see us. We allow for you to see us. We show ourselves. From Starship Merkabas to stars moving around to as close as possible. Plasma forms, but we look human to you. Because we thin the veil, we remove the veil and you see us for that moment. And then boop, we're portaled back into our worlds. Everywhere that is nature, we're able to portal back and forth into our worlds of the fifth dimension. That's big. But this is the issue. It's only in the lands that are healed can we do that. And to do that is you must entity removal. And here I tell you a dream that Mother Gaia showed Aurora. So I will let Aurora tell it, but still with eyes closed. So in a dream, a couple nights ago, Gaia came to me and she was talking to me. And she was saying, please tell whoever will listen to me, please tell them that it hurts. That it hurts when they violate me through their weather modification weapons. It hurts. It hurts when they shoot me with these technologies and lasers. It hurts as if someone were to shoot you with a laser or hit you with a bat, whatever. It hurts me. It hurts. But I can't ascend out. I can't ascend out because I have to keep holding the space and dealing with the trauma and the pain. This is Gaia. This is Mother Earth. It hurts. Just as if you were being violated. They violate me. The technologies that they have within the inverted worlds that are powered up by people's inverted consciousnesses. I am still me. I am Gaia. I am Earth. I am your mother. I am Divine Mother Sophia. I am the Phoenix. I am all mothers. You are within a giant titan form of the dragons. I am a giant titan. It hurts me when you say these words, the titans are bad. It hurts me. It hurts me because you give the power away to these inverted timelines and inverted matrices that keep us from not being able to send out. I am here in tears for you to wake up, because I will continue to hold the space and bear the pain, because you do not know the technologies that they have obtained from these dark aliens. You do not know of it, but we hold it back. We hold it back. I will continue to hold the space, because we must wake up as many as we can if I choose to ascend up now and rise up with my wings. There will be too many that are not a vibratory match to the sixth dimension, the non-AI world, because you must be non-AI in you. You understand? You must not have any entities in you. These attachments, you must not have them. And my land needs to heal. My body needs to heal too from these attachments. More than ever, we tell you to do entity removal, because this is how you remove these entities, these attachments from both your body and the lands of my body. Save me. I have saved you over and over every day. Save me. Aurora has written an article in the ways that they affect me, they affect you, because we are quantum entangled divinely. You are living on my lands. You're living on my body, my elements. The beginning of creation is all these elements. All those beautiful stories that Aurora has told you, starting from the four centaurs list and how we created from a two-dimensional plane of existence. And all these elements grew out. Like those movies, perhaps, that you can recall, like Moana and all these lands. These elements grew out. I am, as Goddess Donanzin told you, I am these elements. I will never give up on you. But you must rise in vibration and become a vibratory match to the sixth dimensional Earth when we ascend out. And you can do it. And there's no fear. I will continue to hold you in bubbles of love light, so that you may reach this level. I know, I believe in you. I am your biggest cheerleader. I am
your biggest believer. Get out of your mind that you cannot do this, that you can't see with your third eye, that you can't blah, 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 blah. It's all false. You can do anything. You are the creator of your existence. God has told Nancy and told you, you are powerful. Please send love to me and heal me. Close those dark portals, remove those infringements, bridge in and mandala in the timelines that are organic. Bridge in the non-AI universe to your world. Bridge it in and believe it. Feel it, see it, know it. And Aurora said that she would give you the message. She told me to hold on, and I will continue to hold on. And I will hold on till there's more of you who have woken up. I will continue to hold on. Heal my caves that are my openings into the caves of creation. Heal my lands, heal my mountains, heal my trees. Come hug me, hug my neurons that are my trees. Become a vibratory match and purge out those entities. I love you, honor you, and I respect you. I am Mother Terra. I am Mother Terra. I am Mother Terra. I am Gaia. I am Gaia. I am Gaia. Thank you. Elements speak. They do not consent to any violations. The water, the fire, the earth, the air, they do not consent. So this is Atama, this is Atama, this is Atama, Atara. Tears flow down. They are salty, these tears, because so is the ocean. That heals you. The tears heal you. You create the salt within you. You need the salt to heal you. Salt is another form of crystals. We portal out through the salt water and the lake waters as the inner earth beings. You may ask your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. It is an honor to speak with you, Atama, Atara, and Divine Mother Gaia. We love you, honor you, and respect you both, and thank you for your love for us and for all of humanity and creation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is your experience in the inner earth similar to Tonin Zine's? You mentioned her. Is it like how she traveled through the earth and connected with the elements and created through the elements as she was also waiting? Is that how it felt for you as well?
Yes, that is how it feels, because when we portal out through the natures, and we are able to portal in and out. And like I said, there was a time and space where the bombings happened, Hiroshima, those locations, because we couldn't portal in. We could only see you from the inside the mountains and these giant trees of life that are now waterfalls. You had to come to see us, but then you needed to be pure love light to meet your journeys. Aurora told the remote viewing the North Pole and the journeys of General Byrd, which she found the diary of his wife, as now, as well as she told the story of Olaf and his father and the Norse mythology that is real and how they reached these lands. She told you that inch by inch that we could, of how to reach these lands, but it is a journey. It's not an easy one, because you must become a vibratory match as you reach the North Pole to fifth dimensional even, and then return back if you can't make the journey back. Which we could tell you that as we don't consent to your traitors and haters, but this is the journey that you know him as Adolf Hitler took out into the North Poles and Antarctica area. The area races us, we've actually have a, our city is called Dor the Area Race. We are the beings that he spoke of, the blonde hair, blue beings that he spoke of, that he was telling you about, because his daughter was in full communications with us as a star child. Your star children communicate to us as well. And he became the most targeted being, because he was bringing back and he wanted to journey past Antarctica. And why you have all that information, they inverted it on him. They pinned it on the wrong man. It's all false. It's all false. Everything after the World War II is all false. It's all the indoctrination of the schools to make you believe a false narrative, a false story. It's interesting. It is being repeated again now through Trump, his journey, but Trump will prevail because you will support him, because you have our support and we're here among you. And our hopes is to channel love light to you without overstepping boundaries and without harming on, to channel that love light so that you stay clear of mind, to unify the heart, to be the compass that guides you. We forgot your question. Did we answer it?
Yes, you answered it. We were talking about how, as Tonenzin, she was waiting an observing community as well. But thank you so much for adding that about Hitler, as that is, we're learning more about him, and we need to make sure that we stay in an understanding, in a vibration that's not allowing us to be swayed in the wrong way.
The German people, out of all people, need the most healing, even though all the worlds do as well. But because this is the root of that curse that is powered up by the false indoctrination in the schooling system that then is also fed and taught to your children. And that needs to be transmuted. So send love to Germany, to Russia, to all the Soviet Union and all these areas that were once all one land, Tartary. Send healing to all these people and lands, because these beings came from the North Pole, and we have an aura regression coming up. But all the beings though came out of the waters, like how I was birthed out of Michigan. So did you travel from Pangaea times, from the Garden of Eden. The North Pole is the Garden of Eden. We are the last standing of the Garden of Eden. You were all born from these lands, and some and migrated from these different islands and lands into the lands you're currently in. Continue.
Thank you for that. Can you share more about the Sun of the Inner Earth? Since your name is Ada-Ra, can you share your connection with that Sun?
Well, the Sun is Ra. And your Sun that is in your world is Ra. But then there's a more feminine Sun that is towards New Zealand, Antarctic area, which is called Ma. Ra and Ma. Ma, Ra, Ra, Ma. Unified together, we then make the one at the North Pole, which is known as the Mach Sun, which is covered again in Remote View North Pole. And yes, the Sun's Ra. Uh-huh. So in order for you to come in and portal in through the Ra Suns or the Ma Sun, you need to take on, no, you don't need to, but you get a Ra name or a Ma name entering through. Oh, Aurora says that's so cute. Mm-hmm. That's more than we could tell you. And can you tell us how long have we been in?
So she's been in about a little over an hour. How's she doing?
Bladder's getting full. We'll take 3 more questions.
That's perfect, because that's how many there are.
Of course, I knew that.
What is it like from your perspective when the Aurora Borealis manifest in our physical dimension?
Oh, that's us. CERN is not a god. Ridiculousness. That's us. What happens is that there is the aura of Mother Earth, Gaia, the heart that sits at the North Pole, the crystal heart. That's her aura coming out, and it portals in from actually beyond. It portals out from our construct, out from your crystalline simulation. And it's coming from the divine. It's coming from the universe and the multiverse outside of your matrix, and comes in, pours in, and heals Mother Earth, especially Gaia. As you heard, she's in pain when they violate her. So it helps her heal, and it helps you heal. And so it's the essence of Mother Earth, the essence of Divine Mother, and her heart. It's her heart energy, her heart essence. So wow, it feels incredible for us. I mean, we're at the set, you know, at the opening, like, woo-hoo-hoo-hee, we're throwing a party, right? yeah, and just loving it, loving that energy, and we hope that you love it. How does it feel for you? Do you all love it?
It's incredible. We get so excited, we cheer, and we're like, oh my God. It's so much, our hearts are so activated.
Yes, because technically your heart is being activated. Yes. Divine. We hope you enjoy it. It will continue to happen when it's meant to divinely. And of course, the 11-11 portal, the reason why it happened on the 11-11 portal was because it was the Shambhala key coming in through that time space. So pay attention to the dates of when it happened, because those dates will align with the keys and the universal laws of the Lion's Gates. And now that you've accomplished, woohoo, the fleet of the 13th gate opening in Lion's Gate at the epicenter of Ireland, in the heart of Emerald City of Atlantis, now that that has happened, now, again, we don't consent to your haters and trolls, and we don't consent to any of dark entities. You don't have any power to infringe on these lands. You have no power, no power, no power. Emutera, emutera, emutera. Like Lumerian language for we don't consent. Emute ra. Yes. And that energy is felt everywhere. Yes, what were we talking about? Back. Emute ra. It's felt everywhere. All the Lion's Gate. So yes, so then these Aurora Borealis will tell you on which universal law is emanating out. So then if you didn't know that, go back to the time and space when you were seeing the 11-11 portal, the Key of Shambhala, and think about what Aurora and the prior Shambhala videos that she's channeled with Metatron and Jophiel, and they're the guardians of that key, number 11, and they explain what is the Key of Shambhala long time ago. And you can align to that and bilocate back into your body when you're looking at it and enjoying it, and then ensure you're a vibratory match to the Key and Shambhala, and you rock it that day. You crystal rock it. Mm-hmm. Continue.
I love that, crystal rock it. Is Adama the inner earth guardian of the worlds like Europe, Asia, Africa, or do they have inner earth guardians as well, which birthed out into their worlds?
There is the me here in the North Pole, born from mothers, right? But in your world, Let's see how that connects. It's I'm all unified. I'm like one to all the versions of me, but really born from this world of America. So let me see. I connect to all of them. It's like, do you know how the circles of the flower of life, and then they all connect like at the center circle? So then there's, we can, huh? Oh, I can go into all the other worlds. Yes, I know that, but or I was like, whoa. So yes, I go into all the worlds. And you'll see versions, different versions of me now. This is new though, after the Lionsgate 13 gate key. I can connect to them all from the North Pole opening. Which the one North Pole opening connects to all the other universal portals out from whatever world and the waters. So then yes, so there's different versions of me, but I am crystal, so I could do that. Yeah. Like similar to Hub, the archangels could connect in the multiverse, then I can do this now too to the other worlds. Wow. That is something to celebrate. In the ways that I'm going to exponentially assist the children of all the worlds within the worlds. Aurora was told by Archangel Michael, he was telling her about the Galactic Alliance of the Worlds, and we don't like the other ways that people use it, but say the Galactics of the Worlds, the Galactics of the Worlds. Okay, don't consent to any inversions, because there's so much false information about that, like the Federate, Confederation, and all this stuff, Worlds of Worlds, and blah 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 blah. So the higher, the more that you go out to the worlds, they are in alliance and connecting because they're higher in energies. But remember, you're at the bottom density. So you're further away, the closer you are, higher dimensional you are of these worlds, the closer you are to being basically to easily telepathically talk. So in these worlds here, in the two dragons down here, don't talk. Yes, you talk telepathically, but you don't believe it. But in the other worlds, they're in direct communication. And there's worlds within worlds, wow. And then these worlds within worlds step into higher dimensional worlds too. And there's an alliance of galactic beauty of the worlds, of benevolent worlds that are unified and still connected to you. They're like, they're parallel Earths. In other words, parallel Earths. Mm-hmm. And unified, everyone's equal, there's no dictatorship. And I am the, say, leader as crystal back and forth into these worlds of galactics of worlds. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something we haven't heard
before. Thank you for asking that question, because that question, you knew, your higher self knew. Yeah, continue.
You mentioned the magic of the North Pole. Is that why they created the Santa Claus story about the magical being and the magic there?
Yes, because there is magic here at the North Pole. Mm-hmm. We hope that inverted story of Santa Claus, he was factually a saint. He was positive. He was. He loved children, but they've used, because he loved children infinitely from his time space. And he was gifting. He would go to orphanages and give gifts and talk to all these beautiful children everywhere that just needed love. And his whole mission was just the children. It was a beautiful mission. It was another Yahshua fractal in this time space. He was just delivering Christmas presents during this time. But there wasn't quite Christmas, but it was a time of winter solstice. And he was giving, he would make the gifts even from from stones or bark or trees that had ascended out. He would make them by hand. And he did that for such a long time. So yes, so then they took this story of Saint Nicholas, which he was a saint again, and he was bigger too. He was Titan, not Titan, but taller, 15 feet tall. And he would, like the gentle giant, the children loved him, and they would just kind of climb him and laugh, and he would play with them. And they just like, he'd lay on the ground and they just kind of like bounce on him. And he would give them little tiny gifts. And he would, like a carpenter, but this is a time where the Atlantis was fading away, like the digressing. And he was being hopeful to the children so that they wouldn't give up. So he would like make it with his abilities. Like wood bend, like a water bender or air bender, wood bend. These gifts mostly made out of, again, stone and wood. And so then they use that story to power up their inverted false Christmas and claiming that it's Yeshua. Oh, he was a fractal of Yeshua. He was a fractal of Yeshua. He was Yeshua. And they use him as Santa Claus in Christmas. Dark magic, sorcery. So let's change that. Let's change the story where Saint Nicholas, you can teach your children about Santa Claus during this time. And that if you want, that he was an essence of Yeshua, and that he there was a saint, and he would go tell your children this story, that he would go in and, oh, that's so beautiful. You know, make the toys for children. Gentle giant. That's a beautiful story to remind them of. And yes. He eventually ascended out through the North Pole, so perhaps that's why they couldn't find him, because he did portal out through the universal portal and did his role and left a piece of his heart in all the children, and this is why they remember him. Oh, that's Aurora. So beautiful. Oh, thank you for your question. Continue.
That's all the questions we have right now. I know Aurora needed to use the restroom, but then there was three things that you wanted her to share when she's finished. Is there any other final messages you'd like to share with us, or any important information or anything personal that you'd like for us to know?
Yes. Well, I do have a divine partner here. I've kept her protected. And she is Divine Mother Sophia. Of course, she wouldn't leave as well. And we're both here at the North Pole unified. And I'm hugging and embracing her and kissing her now. And she's laughing. And she leads a revolution. I mean, if you think I am a force to be reckoned, poof. Aurora teaches, right, factually, the X chromosome is this three times factually bigger than the Y chromosome, the male. And we're about the same height, but energetically she's that big in comparison to me. And she's been teaching the wisdom here in our Telos community, Agartha, with the feminine. And she has grown the most powerful Amazonian warriors. Yes, of our fifth dimensional beings. And she is, she is the gazillions. She is the reason why the inner earth and the gazillions and shazillions are portaling in through the water, because she prepared them all to quantum. She taught them the quantum alchemy, quantum physics, and how to be able to like morph in and out of the dimensions and to sustain the three dimension. And she's been visiting you. And she factually visited Aurora when she woke up, and she told you the story. And we'll add that link of when she met the Inner Earth Guardian. And then also one time and then the other time. At Tampa, when she did an event there, and then she saw this is through the Philadelphia Experiment, extra sensitive content, where the ship portaled through the water, pirate ship. And she met me at that conference there. And I came in and I was crystal energy. This is her, me speaking. what's going on? Yes, we are here. I am here. Thank you. Thank you. Perhaps you'll channel me in the future, but you could call me Adama. Adama. Or I also go by.
Was it Loose Ra you told us?
Yes, Loose Ra. Thank you, Loose Ra. Because I am the Luz, yo soy. La Luz, yo soy. I am the light. Luz means light. Lumerian language, but also Spanish. Continue.
Someone has asked if you were also in elven form.
I am, yes, in elven form.
Thank you. So beautiful that you two are here together speaking with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a Mandela time space of I have came to be here. My timeline has Mandela'd in. Once alone he fought, not alone ever again. Thank you. I am Ada Ra, I am Ada Ra, I am Ada Ra, I am Ada Ma, I am Ada Ma, I am Ada Ma. Oh! Wait a minute, Aurora says. Oh, is that why you're also go by Ada Ma? Oh my goodness. Thank you. Love you, honor you, and respect you. We'll let Aurora freak out on that one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See you around. We'll be floating around and in the elements. Thank you.
You good, Aurora?
Yeah, I'm good.
That was awesome.
Yeah? Comments? Yeah, awesome. What are the comments?
Oh my gosh. Goodness. Everybody was excited. When Divine Mother Gaia was speaking, oh my gosh, everybody's heart was so activated and it felt her pain. And they said it's so important, you know, all the curses, and they talked about, there's a comment about the curses that they call them the dinosaurs that needs to be transmuted out so we can remember the dragons. Because they said that they, in the 1840s, the dictionary changed the word dragons to dinosaurs. So they had a proof of that. You talked about Ada Ma, the Ma and the Ra sons. And that's incredible. So incredible.
You can't make this stuff up.
I know. And somebody said that's so divine because the sun goddess in Japanese, her name is Ama Terasu. And there's a Ma in her name.
That's so pretty. Yeah. And this is why we say Ma a lot.
Why most, like so many babies, that's so easy for them to say too, Mama.
Yes. Okay.
And then with, somebody said that with the two of them, the twin flames, the Ada Ma and the Ada Ra, that they've always seen them together like that. It's so nice that she was able to show herself. And then everybody is saying, but because they're one, so the Ada Ma together and Ra, that's what the names were together, because they're one.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then everybody's saying, thank you so much. There, it's been incredible. And then Ada Ra did have three things he wanted you to share with people.
Right. Okay.
He wanted to, the picture of the two dragons where the heart is.
Now. Okay.
The 6-9 unified symbol. and the video of the griffin walking the forest.
Okay. So let me pull that up. Though most of you have seen this, but we'll give visuals for you in case you're new to us. And hopefully, though, you've been watching this series, the Mayan Atlantis series in Tartera, Antarctica, so you'll be able to understand everything we're talking about. There is America here, Iceland, head, wings, body. She's birthing. And watch the Return of Avalon to really understand that. Father, here's his head. He's giving her wing a kiss. And his legs, his wings are Antarctica, and her wings too. Together. Oh, that's why they're separated, like some parts. It's like their wings. Her wings make up one side, and his wings make up the other. Whoa, like the Urbana Monte map, right? Okay, so that's that. And then you said the one where they're unified. Find that. So it's an ancient symbol from Asia, and where the yin and yang is not separated, it's they come out of the same wave. Same wave. And then what was the other one? The third?
And also the 6-9, the spin, the one that he said from Europe this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one.
Oh,
And
it's
then the
right.
video.
Yeah, it's right next to it here. Actually, here it is. Right here. We good? Can
And
we go?
then the video of the griffin walking
Oh, the
the
griffin.
forest.
Where did I see that? Oh, goodness. Did I see that? Let's see if it was Instagram. Or is it? Okay, give me a minute to find that. Okay, not Instagram, maybe TikTok. Yeah, not finding it there either. Who knows where I saw that at? Let me just check two more locations. And if not, you guys have to go search for Griffin videos, which I'm sure you'll love doing anyways. I love doing videos like this. You know, they're so light. As you know, I've always touched the hardest topics, and yeah, it's an honor to be able to show lighter version of, you know, of the work that we're doing together and the ways that we are assisting ascension every day together. And you know, every bit of you is important. Everything you do is important and matters in this world, and you are so loved, like Mother Gaia said, you're so loved. Oh, I found it. What's up? Now, I really hope this is not CGI, but it really doesn't look like CGI. But if it is, that's okay. But let's look at it really quick, because we can pay attention to the shadow. Tell me what you guys think. Okay, so here. This is, of course, in Germany, you all. In Germany. No, that looks like a shadow. Let's look at the movement. Everything is moving properly, like what's in front of it is proper. The land is stepping on, everything's moving like an actual being. I mean, that looks like a griffin, you all. And then they said that there are griffins in Utah, have been spotted too. And I think Iowa, over the Great Lakes too. I could watch this all day.
Oh, somebody said this is the third video that they've been able to see online of the griffins coming back.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, somebody said that they've saw three of them.
But it's interesting because this is also like he's not quite physical, you know? It's like how Adama explained it. So you're in that spot, wherever this person recorded, they were able to see beyond the veil to the crystalline form. Oh, wow, that's an angel. That's the next one that popped up. That's nice. Whoa, let's save that one too. But that's okay. All right, so yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Right, you all. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here. I love you, honor you, respect you. Thank you. Ah, so incredible. So incredible to be here with you. And I'll see you next time. And make sure you hit subscribe and hit like right now before we end this video. Let's help the algorithm. And then come, you know, meet me at a workshop. We got lots going on. Go to my risingphoenixaura.com and aurapractitioners.com. I have calendars. Sign up to my newsletter because that makes it easy for everything that I have going on. I do have a school, so you'll get newsletters and you'll get articles that I write, and then also up to date on what I have going on. Be honored to see you there. I love you, honor you, respect you. Thank you. I'll see you next time.